Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
Funny,
Bree Skeezy.
I'm here, baby.
God damn, y'all motherfuckers. Sorry. y'all hard to get a hold of, bro. Like, god damn, what y'all working for, the government or something?
Hey, yo.
Golly, bro, between you and Winton, bro, I don't know. Bro. God damn, we back, kinda.
We back, kinda.
Yeah, it's we back kinda. Yeah, we back kinda. Look, we got new listeners, even though we ain't put out an episode in like fucking 8 weeks.
Well, shout out to the new listeners. Hey y'all.
Oh, irresponsible motherfucking behavior, man. Game, you know.
It wouldn't be us if we wouldn't be a little irresponsible, you know what I mean?
Man, no. Anytime I'm the one that's being responsible, it's a fucking problem. It's a big problem. It's a problem.
That is funny.
Well, what's going on, Bree? We waiting on Wentz. He said he's going to be like be in 2 minutes.
All right, cool. Nothing going on me. I'm waiting for my cousin to come later. I told you about my mural. I'm so excited because literally, like, I'm going to post this so you can see it. But, I mean, you can also see it, like, you know, on FaceTime or whatever. But it's like a mural of me, which I'm so hype. And it's like, it got low-key, got, like, me with, like, big hair. And then we're going to add, like, another side with me with, like, locks. And, you know, it got, like, me with a microphone. It has, like, sound bowls. It has, like, all these positive affirmations. Like, it's going to go crazy. I'm so excited.
You know what it's giving? It's giving name tattoo. It's giving name tattoo. I'm not going to lie. But, hey, I'm here for it.
How is it giving name tattoo? That is way more vibe than name tattoo.
Yo, you got a mural of yourself. Sound a little conceited. Just a little bit. But I'm going to let you live, though.
But look, you guys, like, I'm turning 30. So it's like a big deal. You know what I mean? It's kind of like oh my God. See, you know what?
30. Oh my gosh.
Hey, yo.
Yo, 30 is not that big a deal. You'll soon find out once you get over this side. It's a fucking midlife, early life crisis. It's a quarter life crisis.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yes.
Not 29.2.0.
Yeah, 29.2.0, most definitely. It's going to give you a lot of anxiety, so just get ready for it.
Hell no, I'm not claiming that. Hell no.
All right. You don't got to claim it. Just wait. just fucking wait. You ain't got to claim that shit. Just wait for it.
You remember what you did for your
30th? I was fucking drunk as hell somewhere. I had a kid, so I definitely was anxious as hell, because I'm like, yo, I just got a newborn in the world. I had my first baby when I was 30.
So. Oh, that's a good Louis Yam fan.
I had a shit ton of anxiety, like, yo, how the hell am I going to provide for this little baby girl? What am I going to do with my life? It was the beginning of the pandemic. So it was like, yo, what the hell is going on? It was just a tumultuous time in my life. But nonetheless, it was fun as fuck.
Right, and you got through it, and you figured it out.
I mean, I'm going to get through it. I ain't about to fold out here.
Right.
I ain't one of these folding chair-ass niggas, man.
Hey, yo. Can we please talk about your tweets and how hilarious they are to me? Yeah, your post every day, I literally be cracking up, Ty. Like, cracking up. Oh, my God. What you say about being... Dang, yo, you was talking about, like, you waiting on women to be single or something like that. What you say?
I don't know. Because I really don't. I got to go back and look. You got to understand, first of all, that I don't keep a track of my thoughts or, like, my words or none of that shit. That's why I get in trouble for a lot of what I say, because I just say anything that comes to my fucking head sometimes. But I want everybody to realize that I only say, like, 30% of what I think, so... I think a lot of shit.
Wow.
Big Winnie.
Big Winnie.
I came in at the right.
You definitely did. We talking about how funny Ty little post has been. Oh, you know what it was? It says, my whole phase is over right before all the hoes come outside.
Yo, that's how I feel right now. That's how I feel right now. I feel like y'all gearing up for this motherfucker summer shit. Always like kind of wind it back. Like, I don't know. I be on different times, y'all. Like, when I buy a vacation and this shit, I be in the house. I like the vacation in the winter. Mm. Summertime, bro. Y'all women the new niggas. And I think y'all a little better at it than us, for real. But y'all gonna have to face these nigga problems. So y'all go ahead. Y'all about to have an awakening.
I feel you.
They ain't new niggas, man.
All right, we're not gonna be misogynistic or sexist, yo. Let them niggas be niggas, man. Let them niggas be niggas.
Nah, they ain't the new niggas. That shit cap.
They try to be though. They definitely motherfucking trying to be.
They talk that shit.
What that song say? Because girls are players too.
Thank you, yo. I'm giving it to y'all.
I'm not giving it. That's what the problem is. They follow behind all this music shit. Trying to live like that whole time, fucking heartbroken like shit. That's the problem.
Well, the men's hearts be broken too. Shit. Yes, it ain't just us.
And a lot of hearts been broken out here, bro.
Our heart be broken, but we can still have everything we want with a broken heart.
So can we.
No, Cap.
You don't think so?
You can't.
I think you can.
You cannot feel your woman purpose. You know what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
Yo, here you go, yo. Back in 1983, yo. Go ahead, yo.
Real talk. It ain't 1983. This is human genetics. What we talking about? That ain't... Yeah,
bro, the shit changed, yo. Everybody evolved, yo. Look, we came from monkeys to motherfucking Homo sapiens to humans, yo.
Yeah. Okay. It's a different world. You got to accept it.
Yo, women out here women out here taking testosterone and shit, bro.
I hear you. So, Bree, do you ever want a family and kids, or that's not on
you? Yo, I'm trying to tell you, I go back and forth with mine. I ain't gonna hold you. I love this life of just like figuring my life out and, you know, moving into this direction. I ain't pressed for kids right now. If it comes, it comes. If it don't, it don't.
Because girls are players too. Ew.
So let me tune in my 50-something-year-old homegirl, and she don't have no kids, and see what she got to say about that.
Oh, please put her in. Because I'm not going to lie, though. I do think that, like, for the women who don't have kids, you may have a look back at life and be like, damn, I wish I would have had them type of thing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I probably won't feel that way or will feel that way. We'll see. I'm just not rushing it right now.
Yeah, I know you're not rushing it right now, but the purpose is at a certain point in life to try to set yourself up to, as a woman, to have what you want as a woman. That's what it is. But it's getting misconstrued because of all these songs and lifestyles that women try to portray. But at the end of the day, you're genetically inclined to want love and the family.
That's facts. But you know what? You can have love in a family low key and still be a single woman. I'm just saying, like, you can still find men and find people who still want to be in your space and be around you and love upon you, and you not be in an actual, like, committed relationship. Like, that love does exist.
Go ahead, hit it. Hold on. It's called fuck buddies. It's called friends with benefits. And of course, a nigga not going to care about being in your life if he getting with the fuck he wants.
But that's what the nigga really wants anyway. So, of course, he's going to agree with it. But most women, I can't put all on anything, at some point want to settle down with one man and have a family and live that way. Most. In this day and age and time, I hear you that there are some women who have alternative lifestyles. But as nature, most women want that. But, I mean, girls are players too. And I ain't saying you ain't. I'm just saying that women in general, aren't players too. But you know, somebody told me, oh look, how can I put it? They stopped dealing with me at one point because I had an open relationship, and they said they don't want that, but they ran off and did them for a little while, and then came back to me and said that they wanted me to be committed to them. And then after that, they said that, I said, well, look, I ain't trying to commit to nothing right now. So they don't want to fuck with me. But they said that whoever they meet in the future, they want a non-committed relationship. I said, what the fuck?
Oh, wow. Because they got a taste of it. They got
it's different, bro.
They don't want it with me, though. But they want. But from here on, after me, they'll have a non-committed relationship, but they
maybe you was too savage for them. Maybe the way or being with somebody who
you know why know. You know what you know why they want to commit a relationship with you.
Why?
You already know the answer.
What's the answer?
Because you're big connect. Yeah. Because your mother, you big connect niggas is winning right now. It's so hard out here. For these non-facial hair niggas like myself to get ahead, bro. Crazy. Oh, yo, you big connect niggas. Nigga, you?
That ain't me. I'm cool. That's Bree on the
chair. I'm going to shut my mouth. No, I'm good. I'm like, I'm about to. It's about to stop.
Bree on the jet ski, yeah.
God damn it, bro.
Because girls are players, too.
Yes, yo.
Nah, yo, that ain't. I mean, I believe it and I see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see it, but I know deep down inside, you know, that ain't really. I don't think that's really what most women want. They opt out to that because of the circumstances of the world today. But Bree, I don't know. I mean, Ty said you had a good nigga and he was on the outside looking in. So if you left that, you know what I mean, for whatever reason. But I think if you get the right nigga. I don't know, Bree. I've talked to you multiple. I can't see you opting out of that. You know what I'm saying? And be like,
I ain't gonna hold you. I would definitely go back to my ex, and in due time, if it's willing, you know.
Yo, you might as well throw that shit out. You might as well throw that shit out the window, bro. Once you let a nigga go, bro, he is not trying motherfucking. He's not gonna be the same nigga.
Yo, That's not my life.
He's not gonna be the same nigga when you.
But Ty's funny. But hold up, Ty. She just said that she liked it all the other shit. But you know what I'm saying. So which one? That's women for you, bro.
No, it's not even that. It's just that it's like again. I told y'all before. We just was together since I was 18. So it's just like a let me just see who I am outside of you. That's really
niggas
it.
Not trying to hear that fucking
niggas
shit.
What is wrong with y'all?
Yo. Let you go out and throw that coochie around just
I'll catch you in the
I mean girl we throwing that coochie around though. That's what the thing is, y'all will naturally just be like, oh, she out here fucking. Every bitch ain't fucking. Listen. It ain't man,
you,
y'all not
well
true.
Why you want somebody else in your company then? What are you talking about?
Y'all I'm not saying I want somebody in my company. I'm just saying
why did you talk about you just said you want to find yourself? Like what do you mean?
But finding myself has nothing to do with having people in my company. It just means like me just doing my own thing, doing whatever I want to do, not having to consider somebody else, not having to think about the whole future of what is this, what if, like, some of that stuff is just like, let me just relax and do what I want to do for a second.
I get it, and I buy your ass a motherfucking magnifying glass and binoculars. You can find yourself right the fuck here, bitch.
Right.
Not, I'm not trying to hear that. Find yourself. What?
If I let your ass find yourself, I do not love you. I'm telling you.
That is such a nigga fucking way, bro.
If I let you find yourself, I don't love you. That's wild. If I let you
find yourself, I don't love you.
Oh, that's wild.
Yo, listen. No man ain't letting no woman he loves, quote unquote, go find herself. Like, fuck that. Like, no.
And that's the same, vice versa for women. Like, you're not about to, I'm not about to sit around here and be like, you know what? Yo, I just need some time to go find myself. What? Nigga, what? What are you talking about?
That's like death for y'all. It's like finding yourself is the end.
Yeah, but we together. Yes,
pretty much.
You don't find yourself once you're together with somebody.
You find yourself before that, or you find yourself while you with that person. It's okay to be.
If you do that, then yeah, you take the time to find yourself while you with that person. You do not find yourself and leave a relationship to find yourself. No.
Okay.
That just sounds like a whole excuse.
Hold on.
It's like you want to fuck niggas? Right?
Yes.
In today's time, the influencers, the life coaches are going to tell you that that's okay. But I'm telling you, if you love somebody, that shit is not okay. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. As a man or a woman, if I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to take my time to say, yo, I got to get out here and find myself. At this old ass age, like, no, like,
I mean, everybody not 40 like you, though, Whitney. So, like, you kind of got to.
Fuck that. Hold it. It ain't 40, but it don't matter. If I was, it's 40 all right out here in these streets, I'm gonna tell you that.
Yo.
How your life been? Shit. How you been living?
That's why I ain't wanna get on here.
Oh. We don't gotta talk about it. I keep on telling y'all, we do not gotta motherfucker bring up our fucking personal relationships and shit.
I don't care about that. I really almost don't care about it because that's the interesting part, man. I'm not no fake ass person. Like, the interesting people buy into what's really going on. Like, all that fucking talking about baseball, like, nobody want to hear that shit. Nobody want to keep on hearing about and respect to Kyrie, but nobody want to hear about what Kyrie doing. Like, niggas want to hear interesting shit. What's going on in your life? That's the problem with people. People don't really be putting the real out there because everybody's scared of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's scared of what's really going on. They're scared of the...
Well, my girl in jail right now.
Exactly.
My girl is in jail. Since niggas want to be so intra... Yeah, so no, niggas want to be...
Nigga. So dumb.
Niggas want to motherfucking... Free since everybody want to be so in my life, yeah, hell yeah. My girl in jail right now, even though I don't have a girl, but my girl in jail.
See what I'm saying? Yo, nigga had to make a motherfucking disclosure and shit.
Yeah, it's a disclosure. She is not my girl, but
she my girl.
Yeah, but she my girl. We are not together, but
first jail bay.
Yeah, I got bro. Yeah, yo, it's been rough out here for a pimp, yo. I had shit to talk about. But I don't know, yo, it's different, bro. It's fun.
Tell him how she went to jail. So women, stay out of your niggas' phone.
Oh yeah. She left for some bad terms.
How you get locked up after you go through a nigga phone? Hey yo, that's some wild.
So she gonna have to sit down and fucking think about that shit though. Whole fucking time. The whole time. And she went through my phone, found her.
Didn't even matter.
Explain what happened.
I mean, you know, she went through my phone saying a bunch of shit that she didn't want to see. And now she locked up and she got sick with that shit. Now the thing is, like, now she's sitting in that bitch. She ain't said shit about my phone
since. The phone, because that don't matter.
Oh, no.
Hey, yo, hold on. Yo, let me find out Tyler one set up the whole time. That's wild.
Yo.
Hey, Dan, that's crazy.
Yo, we was having fun, yo. We was having fun. I was with the shit. It was funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious shit. Yo set his girl up to go to jail, yo. After she went through his phone.
Yeah, I'm out here single again. I'm single now. I'm single. So I got a spot on my roster, ladies. If you wanna
not on the roster.
Yeah. Working niggas coming back in style, bro. Working niggas what? Coming back in style.
What kind
there
of niggas?
Go.
Working niggas, bro. Working niggas.
Oh, they wow. never laugh. We always love the working yeah. nigga.
No, oh, shit. shit.
It was a time in Baltimore. Working niggas did not get the respect.
Hell, everybody was a long time.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, of course. You a hustler, scammer, motherfucker, moving, shaker. Party promoter, motherfucker, nigga that's doing something. You want a nigga, bitches, stay in his face. Because nobody want something that nobody want.
That is not
like
true.
That motherfucking blue check. Because
that is not true.
I don't want no blue check right now.
Well, I'm not saying a blue check. I'm talking about with, like you saying people don't want somebody that nobody else want. That's not true.
People don't want somebody that nobody else that somebody else wants.
That's not
that
true.
Nobody else want. That nobody else want. Say if you a guy.
Don't nobody want nobody that nobody else want.
Thank you.
But what? That doesn't even make sense. So y'all ever had a woman that got like a whole bunch of people in her face and like a whole bunch of like you,
yeah.
You're like, yo, wow, yo. That's
it gotta be too. Necessarily. It don't necessarily gotta be like a whole bunch of people in their face or what.
I mean, obviously you want a woman that you're attracted to. Like, I'm not saying like you going after some ugly person, but I'm saying that like you wouldn't rather have somebody that's like, man, she ain't gotta have everybody like wanting to be after her or something like that. Or I just like a woman to be into me. That's not a big deal for you.
I mean, that's a woman into you and a woman being hot. Or a motherfucking a hot commodity is two different things. Like, of course I want the woman to be into me, and of course I want her to be beautiful enough that shit. Like when we step out, niggas be like, "Damn, how he get her?" Yeah, okay. Like, "Damn, how the hell he get her?"
Okay, I see where you're going with it.
Yeah, like,
and women do too, you know. And I think so in my relationship that I've learned over the years, I've even. When they realize that's the issue, depending on the woman and her personality, I seen women back down from that. Like, nah, I don't want this kind of problem. When I go in the store, the bitches at the store got an attitude with me. You feel me? I ain't did nothing, but I'm with you. So they looking at me trying to size me up. I had that issue for years. So now.
And you know why?
Because my.
Because it's motherfucking beard connect. You niggas 6 foot anything with y'all beard connect. It's fucking taking over the world, bro.
Hey, nah, hey, yo, it be niggas taller than me, bro. I be looking at niggas like, damn, I'm glad I ain't tie height.
Yeah.
Yo, them niggas
it's cool,
be big
yo.
Shit.
Yo, because you, it was at one point I was real hot in these streets and my time gonna come back. My time is gonna come back, bro.
Hey yo, we used to walk in the club, dude. Hey yo, the hoes used to fall out over this nigga. I was like, yo, you gotta grow your dreads back. Maybe that's what it was.
No, yo, I'ma wait it out, bro.
You gotta post a picture with your dreads. I've never seen you in dreads before.
Yeah, post a picture with your dreads. Mervo bitches can jump.
Bro, they ain't never jump up me for real. If you want to get technical,
ooh, okay. All right,
okay. If you want to get,
if you want to get technical,
okay.
I was just talking to a couple Marble hoes the other day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They gonna be listening. Like, am I a Marble ho?
Right.
Yes.
If you gotta think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So how y'all feel about the Instagram and shit taking away the bonuses for reels and all this fucking pay for verification type of shit?
I'm gonna let yo for me, bro. You know I'm into the social media thing, so you know I'm working my way into entertainment. It really makes me no difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we on there, so evidently we all want some kind of gratification, you know what I mean, some instant gratification for something. So I'm not gonna act like before blue checks were viable, we didn't maybe wish we had one or want to be that known and to be able to monetize off of things. But for me, bro, nigga, I mean, if you've been outside as long as we have, only thing it means to me, it changes the business. But me as a person, I'm still really that nigga outside. It don't really don't do nothing for me, bro.
Don't fair talk.
But you know why?
Why?
Because oh, you're fuck God. A bitch.
Beer connect.
That's why I don't make no difference. Your DMs ain't struggling regardless out here, bro.
Yo, no way, shape, or form. Yo, shit is all right.
How you feel about it, Bri? Because you just got into this space to where, though, like, okay, shit, damn, you went from like kind of personal to like professional now. So it kind of.
Right.
Like for a newbie, how did it make you feel?
I mean, like same kind of similar to when I haven't gotten like any type of payments from Instagram yet. So it didn't hit me as far as that. But I mean, me starting to like post reels more and stuff like that, I was like, what's it getting a little payment off of this type of shit? So the fact that they're taking away, I mean, it's a little bummer, but it's all right.
Okay. You know, for me, I'm happy because I'm a motherfucking hater, and now the power is back in the motherfucking hands. The money moving around now, because now it was all in the creator's hands, but now you got the money moving back into, all right, boom, I might need a producer. I might need some type of show money. I might need this. I might need that. You can't just go to, if you ain't got no brand deals, you really ain't making shit off of fucking Instagram now. So it's kind of back in the producer/creator hands. So I'm very happy about it. I don't give a fuck about the blue check. Never did. Y'all know me. I really don't really care about fucking Instagram. Uh-huh. But I just be there. But I don't give a fuck. That shit like Tinder for me.
I be hearing y'all niggas be lit on the dating app show. I can't get myself to do that shit. I don't know. I don't know why.
I mean, bro, just imagine. Look at you now, and then look at you now. But then with the power to reach the motherfucking masses, like,
hey, yo, maybe I'm low key scared of it. I think I'm kind of scared of it.
Yo, you will have probably 50 matches before fucking 3 o'clock. Before, if you made it right now, you will have probably 20 matches before 3:05, bro.
I think I'm a little scared of that. I need to focus on myself, to be honest.
Yeah, look at you.
Look at you focusing on yourself.
That's too much. So for everybody who think that I'm just out here being a whore and I just want bitches, that is not what I'm going for. Just want to put that out there.
Yes, he is working on himself. I am working on myself,
regardless what the fuck y'all think.
But me, I have room for y'all whores if y'all want to. slide in my shit. I think I'm good. I'm all right, bro. I just made myself a new job and shit. Like, bro, I'm my summer and winter is already set in this fucking March. Or it's April now. By the way, this motherfucking first 3 months went by so fast.
Yes. March marched his ass right on out of here, didn't he?
Yeah. He
came and went.
He gone. I ain't even feel my birthday. I ain't even feel it.
Yeah, it should definitely flew by. Bri, your birthday coming up. What's the word?
Yes, I am. Okay, so I'm doing a photo shoot.
Which kind?
Oh, God. Not, yo. We had this conversation, baby. She about to do, we don't like these birthday photo shoots that like women be fucking doing, bro. Like, that
Why,
shit is
they
so
ugly?
No, it's just corny. It's corny. It's corny. She doing a birthday shoot. She doing a birthday shoot.
That's one of my things. So I'm doing that. I was telling Ty on the phone earlier, like I'm doing a mural in my room, and it's like all these like crazy little positive things. It's like myself on there and soundboards. It's cool. You feel me? I'm happy.
I told her it's giving name tattoo. It's giving name tattoo. But I'm with it. I'm here for it. Everybody like corn. It's corn.
Hey, yo.
corn.
little corn on the side.
Hey,
little corn. Mm-hmm. Everybody like little corn.
It's cute corny though, you know? But yeah, so I'm doing that. I'm traveling. Right, Ty? Aren't I traveling?
If you consider Texas traveling, then I guess so.
Traveling. Well, I haven't been to Texas and I want to go to Texas, so we're going to Texas.
And you're welcome at my house anytime you please. As you know, there's nobody in there right now, so
we're traveling. You gotta show me all the. I wanna go to Dallas. I wanna go to Austin. Like that's where you live. What you mean? You gotta take me everywhere. You gotta put me in the
truck. No, we out. I'm actually on my way through. I gotta go to New Mexico now for real. So I'm on my way down through Texas. I'll probably stop in Fort Worth or something. I got a little hot date in Oklahoma City tonight. My homegirl that owned a dispensary down there. She treated me out for drinks and shit. Has a late birthday, super late birthday gift. But I'll take it.
That's sweet.
I'll take it. She got a couple dollars too. So like, yeah, I don't know. I'm in an interesting space right now. I've been meeting a whole bunch of movers and shakers and shit. So like, my business acumen is on T right now. And Instagram just cut the reels out. So yeah, I mean, podcasters, we up right now. Podcast money ain't gonna stop.
Okay.
Podcast money is not stopping. No, stop, man.
Not singing the old school joint. I hear you.
Yeah. Sam, so what y'all think about Jonathan Majors and shit? Yo, they tried. I heard he was trying to buy a TV for real. That's why they tried to take him down. They tried to get him out of here. I ain't mad at that neither because I'm a hater. And it's.
Hey, yo, this nigga. the crazy part, Ty is not lying about.
Yeah. I'm a fucking hater, bro.
Yo, I'm honestly a hater.
Yo, that attention, and I ain't like it.
Damn.
And I didn't like it. It's like, nah, I like think it. I don't know. Y'all think it's over for him? Well, no, y'all think he can bounce back from this?
And we got in a different era where people tend to be sympathetic, at least, especially if it could prove that he's in, somewhat in the right. Now, the thing that's going to go against him is what usually goes against our black famous men is that when these issues happen, a lot of times it's with the women. So, our black women aren't going to be too happy about that. They're going to be like, we told you so. Y'all keep running to them bitches and look what happened. So they're not going to save them. It's going to be a few to go to bat, you know what I'm saying, for the brother, but a lot of them be like, you shouldn't have been fucking with Snowflake anyway.
Hey,
I think when he pop out with his shirt off again, all this shit is just going to go right away and black women just going to be like, and they're not gonna care no more. Bree,
it's gonna take a while. Well, we living in beyond them. We living in the millisecond age anyway, nigga. All this shit go away fast.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna say we forget about that was big when it happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, and a year or two later, that shit don't even matter no more.
Right? You be like, oh yeah, that did do that.
Oh yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
That's true.
Yeah, he got a chance. See, as long as he keep a few good gigs, get his brother, get him some movies, and they do it like that, and he stay clean for a while. Now, what's not going to happen, he can't do it no more.
You're done after that.
Like, look at Mystical.
He did it.
Nigga forgot.
Yeah.
That last time he did it, it's like, bro. Yeah, you're doing this shit now, for real. Like, the fuck
this is your thing. Yeah, this is your thing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When he did the first two times, niggas forgave. Niggas was like, all right, nah, maybe they lying. It's some bullshit. That last time, like, nah, this your thing, bro. You gotta wear that. Yo ain't right.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So that's just it. What happened
to Mystical? Because I missed all of it.
You missed Mystical?
Yeah, I missed Mystical, bro. I didn't know Mystical was a thing, like, after that fucking first song.
Nah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he was doing like some wild shit. Like, wasn't he convicted for like like, rape, know, raping women?
Some rapey shit.
Yeah, and he was raping women.
And the first time was like probably before social media, and then something happened like during like social media time, like some rapey shit. And then the last one was he had a bitch tied up, calling him God, doing all kind of wild shit. And we like, oh no, nah, bro, this everybody not lying, bro. Like,
yo, all right, yeah, at the Kelly shit, y'all taking shit serious now, huh?
Yeah, yo, like everybody not lying on you, my nigga. Like, you know, it's some people that get lied on. You know what I mean? Like, niggas throw shit on just because they that nigga. But Mystical, bro, you two like. Almost regular for motherfuckers want to keep
laughing. Hey, yo, not like, almost regular.
Real shit, like. Right.
Y'all not letting me get away with that shit, huh?
Bro, hold up. You had one more time. You had one more time for the shit to come out. I ain't going to lie. It was a little questionable. I was like, I don't know, bro. You had one more time. Some weird shit to happen. I was like, ah.
Y'all not let me away with none of that shit. Nah, all right, back. All right, say less.
One more time, bro.
Say less.
This nigga got a pattern.
Yeah. Say less.
He got a pattern,
yeah. Well, I'm glad I be motherfucking keep my head on the straight and narrow, baby.
Yeah, keep it like that.
God damn. Shit. I didn't even know that shit about Mystical.
Mystical for real? That shit, hell yeah, that was a thing.
Boy. Yeah, it was a thing.
That last time was over for him. We said, oh no. Nigga, you was in New Orleans, like, and you famous. You gotta be doing some wild shit for a bitch. You'd be like, oh my God, stop.
Yeah.
Why are you putting nut in my ear?
Not nut in my ear. I'm
like, I mean, some bitches like that, bro.
That's my point. My point is that there are bitches who like that, and you almost famous. You got to be going really overboard for some shit. How you get a complaint, nigga, and you a famous nigga? Them niggas don't get no complaints.
I mean, when you ain't had a hit song in about 23 years, then...
Exactly. You're almost regular. You are almost regular.
Hey yo!
Oh shit! Y'all funny,
he probably
though.
He probably hate when people ask him like, "So what you doing now?" He probably be like, "Bitch." Like,
nah, I was in the studio. Me and Juvie was in the studio last week. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When BG come home, we gonna drop something.
I know, like, you ain't talking. This nigga wanted to book Life Jennings and shit for a show one time. I was like, "Yo, Life Jennings,
lit, boy.
Yeah, Life Jennings." Yo, I ain't heard no shit for Life Jennings for forever. Nigga, what?
Bree, you want to go to a Life Jennings concert?
I'm not going to say it's something that I'm like, I'm like pressed to see it. No. You know what I mean?
If you got some free tickets.
If Ty had do a show where he like, yo, I got Life Jennings, I would go. But it's not like something I'm pressed to go see. You know
so
what I mean?
So you wasn't listening to Must Be Nice?
Absolutely, I was.
Yeah,
I'm
we
not,
was.
I'm
yeah.
Not pressed to hear him, though.
In 2007.
I said you pressed, and no disrespect to my people. No disrespect to my people in North Carolina, but they never seen, like, never had an opportunity.
Okay, so, I mean, we would go.
I mean, the hottest thing that came out about Life Jennings is that yo was singing the fucking Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, let's be serious. That's like the hottest shit like fucking Life Jennings had in the past fucking 15 years. That was the highlight of your year with fucking Jeffrey Dahmer documentary.
Man, a nice R&B concert, man. So Fantasia ain't had no hit.
But Fantasia got way more.
Yeah, she has. Come on, you got to think. When I See You didn't come out 15 years ago.
And that's what I'm saying. You can just get people off of that.
Out she got years music. Ago either. Huh?
When I See You came out at least 10 years ago.
No.
When I See You came out, it been a minute.
At least 10.
It been a minute.
Okay, but she got other songs. Like, she got that little like collard green.
I'm not taking nothing away from her. I'm just saying that. People go to concerts that of songs that they, you know, used to.
They fuck with. Yeah, that's true. That's true. What was Must Be Nice for you? That was the era where you was just like, that was my shit.
Not the whole Life 276, 268 whatever his number, that whole album was that.
His jail number, songs on the album.
The whole album was fire.
Oh, you know the album. Yeah, that was your year. That was your year.
Okay.
My roster was crazy that year, though. I ain't gonna lie. That's what I'm saying. My roster was crazy. That was probably like the last time I was hot. Like, that.
Nah, you was a little hot after that. I think when the album had to come out like 04, 05, but it was still banging in like 6, 7, you feel me? Like, okay. Niggas was still bumping that bitch. So, yeah.
That's the same album that had S-E-X.
That was the next album.
Oh, so he had two. Okay, yeah, life.
Phoenix. Yeah, a couple good joints. Yo. But so my point was that for my people in the Carolinas, they never, you know, nobody ever booked him to come there. And I know they would have came out for the shit. That's what it was. Now, what I'm going to say is his numbers did not match his work. So, yeah, the numbers that he wanted for him to come did not match where we are in the time of today.
Oh, so he was asking for a whole lot of money. He was like, nigga, your last song was...
Yeah, exactly. There go time. Nigga, you had it in 15 years.
That's the first thing that came out of my mouth. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? The fuck are we talking about Life Jennings for, bro? Like, I was appalled that she even brought the shit up. Life Jennings, what? Who?
Man, I'm gonna throw a show with Life, man, and go ahead and sell that bitch out real quick.
You probably get a Shanti for about the same price.
Hell no. Shanti going, yo, what? Just off her looks alone, I know she want 25.
What he was at, what, like 10 or something? I don't want to spit nobody's business. I forget what the fuck he tried. I forget what the fuck he tried to charge us, bro.
That nigga started at 15. I said, damn.
Yeah, about to say, we can get a Shanti for 15.
We get 15, 20. We definitely need to book her.
We get her for 15, 20, y'all. We can get her, y'all. Shane don't ever take a trip right now, bro. She wants a vacation money.
Nigga said Shanti ain't busy. Yo, this was in DC last weekend. I was down there. I ain't go to the show though. Matter of fact, somebody here tonight. A couple people here tonight.
In Baltimore?
In DC.
Oh, okay.
It's the R&B concert tonight.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Promoters are back.
I'm supposed to be at a day party right now, but some people don't know how to act, so.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to be a player no more.
In the room. Like that, the way he said that was like, some people don't want to know how to act. Like somebody sitting next to him.
Nah, ain't nobody. They ain't next to me. They on the way to the party. I don't think I'm going now. And then I realized y'all said 2:30, and I ain't want to bluff y'all because I ain't one tired to be drinking tonight and start sending crazy ass texts.
And you know what happened.
Man,
you know what happened.
That nigga sent that motherfucking link at 2:30 on the
dot. On the mother. I was like,
damn.
Yo. And you know what the funny thing is? I was like, hey, Ty, we going to hit the group chat. He was like, oh, I been took myself out of that. I don't fuck with complacency,
and motherfucking content.
Y'all
motherfuckers complacent, get out of my life. If y'all not trying to move forward, I don't need you.
Oh my gosh.
There you go,
he preaching.
Ain't gonna be that bad.
Yo, mm-hmm. All right. Last night, what? I was lit.
What you do last night?
Went to Papa Do's with my hoes. I went by myself for shit for real. And then I tried to buy these two girls a drink and shit, but I forgot my ID in my car and shit. So I went to my car and I came back and it was gone. And then that's because my bed didn't connect. So some more girls came in, and then because if I had a bed connect game, like they wouldn't have left, they would have waited. But then I came back in, and then some more girls. So I just ended up chopping it up with them all night.
Oh, that's cool.
Same.
Yo, the crazy part, yo, I really want to go to the day party a little bit because I ain't did shit all day.
So just go.
I'm on the phone with y'all last.
I mean, we about to meet Danielle.
I got nail appointment anyway, so we
right. Yeah, Bree, you the one early talking about
you
got stuff to do.
Hey, I do. So we can definitely hop off.
Dude,
cool.
You're single ass. You want to be a single strong black woman out here?
Oh my god.
Okay, yo, I ain't gonna lie. I'm let me be honest. I'm mad at all y'all single strong black women. I'm mad.
I'm it's okay, Boogie.
I mean, why would they do to you? I mean,
especially the good ones. Y'all supposed to be somebody wife somewhere.
I know.
Running around being fucking single, strong, and black. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Oh my god. He in our ass today.
Yo. Yeah, that's something I've been thinking about. That shit been on my mind. I'd be mad. That's really what it is. That's really, Bree. I really see you as a nice wife for somebody family.
I am that.
You know what I'm saying? That. That's what I see you as. So when you get to talking that I'm single and I can choose to date and be in somebody's face, man, fuck all that, girl. You supposed to be in somebody's motherfucking house, you know what I'm saying, building a motherfucking legacy. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my God. I'm in a house with my own shit. You feel
now,
me?
Now, them hoes out there, when they talk that shit, I be like, yeah, go ahead, sis. You ain't good for nothing but this, that, anyway. But when y'all good women talk that shit, I really get that shit get under my skin. Fuck what the times are now. You supposed to be somebody's motherfucking wife. You supposed to be showing up at events, family events and shit.
With my kids in the stroller?
Huh?
With my kids in the stroller?
You ain't even got a head of kids yet. You know what I'm saying? You still young. I ain't putting kids on you. I'm saying building it with another person, another man. You feel me? Black man, preferably nothing against my other people. But you know what I'm saying? You supposed to be building a family and a legacy. That's what I see.
And you call me a hater? And you called me a hater.
I guess you can, because they done ruined the black family so much, man, and we don't even see that shit, man. They done turned our women into this, and the rest of they women. Bro, why all the rest of the cultures don't have a problem with they fucking women like we do, bro?
Yo, no. You don't even have no kids. Shut the fuck up. What are you talking about?
That's the whole point. That's why I got a better view than motherfuckers with kids.
Oh shit! No, I fuck you, bro. I got kids and I ain't even thinking, bro. They just not putting up with our shit no more, bro.
That's it.
It ain't that deep. It's not that deep.
It is that deep, bro. It's not because
you don't know what's gonna happen in a couple years. A couple years, you know, like women could, or whoever. You like, if I know for me, I could change my mindset and be like, okay, I'm ready to settle down. And when I'm ready, I'm gonna do it.
I know you can. I know what it can come in time, but I'm just saying right now, even because see, this the problem.
Tell us the problem. What's the problem?
Because you talking about in a couple years, your value gonna be decreasing, Bree.
My value now, will always be
oh
up.
Oh God, here he go, bro.
My value and what? My age.
You
is
can
not
say
the
that
time,
all you
my
want
value.
To. That's not true, baby. Like that's not true. A life fact. You know what I'm saying? Like you could say it, you could feel like it, and there are who. You know, if you continue to hold certain looks and continue to hold certain things, that your value can stay, you know, up longer than others. But we all going to decline that sometimes. So I just hope that it, you know, and for you personally, you don't have any kids and, you know what I mean? So you got that up. But, you know, once us men get a certain age and we start looking for different things and what we really be looking for around this time and a little bit before this time, it's somebody gonna ride this shit out. And when you ride this life thing out, that's where the loyalty really comes in at for us. Be like, oh yeah, this is my baby. She rolling it out.
These bitches don't got no loyalty these days, bro.
That's what I'm saying. And that's the fucked up part. Cause then when you get whatever a couple years for you is for you, and you start looking for a nigga looking like, yo, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool, I fuck with you, but why I need to stop my life for somebody who came in my life at 39 years old? Like, I'm gonna do me and you could do you. And I just think that it just don't coincide, you know, keeping the black family together.
I understand that. You made a point. You definitely make a point.
It don't coincide, you know what I mean? And that's the part that I be heard about, because our women doing this and Ty, like, yo, they just not putting up with our shit. But the white man wife put up with his shit, the Indian man wife put up with his shit, the African man wife put up with shit, the Mexican man wife put up with his shit. When it comes to Black America, our women, the only one don't put up with our shit, because that's what they've been taught. All of them family, all of them men, I just think still got these motherfuckers together.
Hey, I can say that they ain't putting up with no shit because I ain't putting up with no bullshit either. So I feel them on a certain extent. So,
and I'm not saying I don't feel them. I understand that there are certain things at a certain age that need to be adjusted. I'm not agreeing with that. But what I'm saying is that the women of the other culture ride that shit out with their men. Yeah, Ty, we can go and date and do whatever we want to. This shit is fun. I'm not going to lie. It's cool. But
it's cool for y'all, day, but not for us.
Huh? Now, even at the end of the day, even for myself, at some point, I want a family and a wife, too. You understand what I'm saying? So all this shit is cool. It's fun and dandy. But I know that when our women think, I got to tell our women, because when they think like that, like what Bree's saying right now, you're talking about in a couple years, and Bree, I'm not putting your age out there or whatever. Let's say another woman at 35 say the same shit. Baby, a couple years, you're going to be 42. You know what I'm saying? Your time is dwindling down, and it ain't going to be too many men.
Hey, yo, every time you say that shit, I just bust out laughing.
It is
dwindling down, mama. Like, you ain't 31 no more in your prime. You ain't 29. You ain't 27. Where you could have been investing to that man. That it's not possible. It's just the likelihood of the shit is real. But Bree, right now, at this time, you know, you got some men that's a little bit older, and they can look at you and be like, yo, that's the one. You do the right thing, this shit can work out for you. I seen it happen like that more times than not. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nigga that's a little older, got his shit really together. All you got to do is come along and have your shit together and make magic. Because by the time we 40-something, we done made the mistakes. We know what to present in order to do it right that next go-around. You know what I mean? So, you know, I ain't saying that it ain't going to happen for you. I know it's going to happen for you. I just want to say it out loud. So when you keep on thinking you're going to keep having these hot girl summers, you know, hopefully.
I'm not.
Like,
yeah.
Ain't nobody having no hot girl summers if you fuck with me. I'll get your ass pregnant. keep on playing with summer. Me. Yes, sir. Yeah. I want another kid, too. Shit. You fuck around. Yeah. And you go, if you're around me, you bad enough to get pregnant.
Facts.
For real.
Facts.
You around me, you bad enough to get pregnant. I better not hear hot girl nothing.
Facts.
All right, y'all, but let me go to my nail appointment.
She ready to be outside. Hey, but always remember, Bree, you get ready to die, so you bad motherfucker. You better have a fun summer. This is your last summer.
I'm dwindling down.
It's your last fun summer out here.
You ready to die.
You right, yeah. You better go to Six Flags, King Dominion, and Disney World. That's all.
Yo, you got to name this episode, Bree, you're dwindling down.
Your time is running out, my nigga. Your time is running out.
All right, man.
Hey, yo. Yeah,
irresponsible behavior.
We out.
Hey, y'all.